It's now time for the Nick Torturo I Breathe Baseball podcast. He breathes baseball. Seriously. Not air. Baseball.
A man is preeminent. Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball! A man stands alone at the plate. This is a time for what? Individual achievement. There he stands alone, but in the field what? Part of a team. Part of one big team. Bats, throws, catches, lives big group, the Ty Cobb, and so on. If he don't field, what is he? No one. But if he's going out there for himself, what is he? Not part of the team. Welcome to the show. I Breathe Baseball, latest episode. My very special guest, my dear friend, Joe Pepitone, the legend from the New York Yankees. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? That was great. I enjoyed that.
I messed up the monologue at the end.
That's good. That's pretty good. From a cop to this stuff, that's nice.
I know. Well, that's from The Untouchables. You know, when De Niro does the speech with the baseball bat. You know, that speech. You know, when he's talking about baseball and hit the guys over the head with the bat.
Oh, please. Now you sound like you're talking from Brooklyn.
I know. I was born in Brooklyn, but I grew up in Queens. So, and you're from where? Yeah. Park Slope, Joe?
I'm from Park Slope, I grew up right there in Ebbets Field. I live about two blocks from Ebbets Field. So Yankee fan all my life. My whole family were Yankee fans. My Uncle Red, who taught me how to play the game, was a big Yankee fan. And the Yankees offered me $25,000. The Dodgers offered me $30,000. And I signed with the Yankees because they were Yankee fans. You know, so that's the way it went in those days.
They offered you $25,000 right out of high school?
Excuse me?
Right out of high school, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I just said high school was a little rough for me. You know, I had a... My senior year, I was on the team. And, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but I was shot in high school. And I had like 12, 13 major league clubs after me at the time. And my senior year, and just finished the season, I was going back to get a jacket. The kid came up with a gun and just showed it, cocked it, and went off. But I was in the hospital for about a month, came back, and finished the rest of the season and signed with the Yankees.
Wow.
I just turned 18 years old, signed with the Yankees, yeah.
But that was an accident, right? That wasn't, like, premeditated, right?
No. It wasn't an accident. It was an accident. It was just a kid that got in school to show it to some guys in the back of the class, and I went back to get my jacket. He just put it in my stomach, stick him up, and it went off. So that was, I don't know if you call it an accident. Maybe they didn't like me at that time either.
Really?
They must have known I was going to be a Yankee, and they were Dodger fans. We're looking for you.
Oh, my God. Where were you shot, Joe? Where did you take the bullet?
The way right on it was just, believe it or not, man, you know, doctors, it was a hospital. My Methodist hospital was only two blocks away, so I was rushed right to the hospital, and it was right under the heart, and it missed my spine, cut out the back, missed my spine by a fraction of an inch, and shattered the blackboard in this class. That was that.
Holy.
I didn't even know I was shot, and I just had a red sweater on. It was in the whole pound of stains, And that was it. Hospital, boom, boom, boom. It was a tough situation at the time. You know, my father was in the hospital from a heart attack at the time. So can you imagine what was going on, you know? But anyway, let's talk about some baseball.
Yeah. I don't want to go down memory lane. Let's talk about. But we got to still tell the world. You know, the world knows you. But and that's a great story. It's a little sad, but it's a great
story. That's the truth.
Now the funny thing is, I just want to say that. You know, I read your book, I guess, when I was, I don't know, in high school or something, and somehow I went to the library. It's just this weird kinship that I have with you, and I don't know why I ever read, you know, You Could Have Made Us Proud, Joe, and I don't know, I'm trying to remember the other day, like, why did I read that book, and why did it stay with me, your name, and when I read the book, I was like, wow, this is great. And then years later, I don't know, I heard rumors.
You know, book was something that was just about the neighborhood kid. You were a neighborhood kid. You came up, I don't know, whether you were a New York boy or whatever, but you were young, you know, the trousers, you hung out with them. I was basically, in my neighborhood was Irish Italian, And all I did all day long was play stickball from morning to night. I didn't want to do anything else. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to do this. All I wanted to do is get up in the morning, call my friend Fat Lemon, and go play stickball. So that's what happened in my whole life. And, you know, and then where my trouble was, I used to walk in one door at school, go out the back the door during the day, and go right to Coney Island and jump in a batting cage and do things, you know. So,
wow. How many home runs did you hit in your career, Joe?
It was a great career. You know, we always wanted to be a Yankee. I played two and a half years in the minor leagues at that time. That was great, right, coming up to the majors. And then playing with the best. You know, my first year, 62, my first year, a couple years in the minors. And come up to the major leagues in center fields, Mickey Mantle, right fields, Roger Maris, Tommy Trash, all that great, Kubek, Boyer, and I'm playing first base. So it was like a Yogi catcher. That's how old I am.
Wow.
But, you know, it was just great. It was just, you know, and you know what? Born and raised in Brooklyn, it didn't really strike me like starstruck. I wasn't starstruck. I know I was up there and I was cocky. And I thought, you know, my first year, I led the club with almost everything. I made the All-Star team my first year. And so I thought I was better than Mickey Mantle at the time. Which didn't come out the right way, but you know what I mean? He was about 400 home runs ahead of me.
How did Mickey treat you when you were a rookie?
Mickey was my man. You know, when you first come up as a rookie, you know, and you're the star player, you know, for the minor leagues, and they put you right next to the star's locker. So my locker was right next to Mickey Mantle. And, you know, and I come in a clubhouse with a Nehru jacket on and beads and long hair and a bag with a hairdryer. They've never seen anything. They thought I was a hairdryer for all the players. They thought I was a hairdresser.
Oh, my God. You're the first guy with a blow hairdryer,
Mickey was teasing me, you know, and then, you know, there was a time where I was getting dressed to go out that night. He put baby powder in my hairdryer. When I turned it on, my suit was all white. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
That was Mantle. Oh, he always played drugs and jokes like that. Just a great, great teammate. And, you know, and he didn't think who he was. And he would he'd teach you the game. You know, you just watch him with bad legs and play hard. So you had to play hard. You know what I mean?
What would you say the difference is? I mean, of course, listen, I was born in the early 60s, and I started watching baseball in the early 70s, so I'm more of a kid, a product of the 70s. But what would you say the difference is when you watch these guys today versus when you played?
You know, Nick, it's funny. You know, you see these guys today, and then you get a base hit, they're on sides, making all kinds of signs for jumping up in the air and screaming. And, you know, in my era, I remember once I hit a home run, and I came around third base, and I jumped up in the air and home plate the peace sign. You know what I mean? Well, the next time I get up, you got hit in the head with a baseball. That's the way they threw at you. You couldn't show up the pitcher at that time. There was a pitcher out there named Gary Peters, who played for the Chicago White Sox. He was a great pitcher. And I got up one time, the first pitch I swung, I fouled off the way. I gave a motion like, oh, I should hit that ball, you know. And then the second pitch, the same thing. I just fouled it back, and I should have hit out. And I gave that emotion at home plate, like, oh, I should have hit that one. And he got on the mound. He was wind up. He said, see how you like this? And he hit me in the helmet.
Really?
That's the way they were at that time.
That's right. Well, you know, listen,
today,
that was a different
you
world
get,
back then.
Years ago, you could get away with that. Remember a pitcher named Jim Coates for the Yankees?
What was that, Joe?
It was a pitcher named Jim Coates for the Yankees. I'll tell you how it was in those days.
Okay.
He was on the mound. And he was getting ready to put the batter get up first inning. And on deck circle, the batter timing his pitching as he was warming up, right? So the first pitch to the batter, he threw at the guy on the on deck circle for trying to time him.
Really? On deck?
He threw it at the guy on the on deck circle because he was trying to time him. That's how it was in those days, you know? But today, they do everything, I guess. You know, and they get hurt, they're out of games for months. You know, they're being protected by the owners, making so much money, $15 million, $20 million a year. Boy. So the owners got to protect them, and that's why there's all these different rules of the game today.
Yeah. Well, you played with the Yankees for how many years? Like 5 years, 6 years?
No, I played with the Yankees 9 years.
9 years, okay. When did you leave? Around
1970?
When did you leave? Around 70?
I left in 73. When I retired, it was in 73. I was 33 years old. I just didn't want to play anymore. You know, I was tired of traveling,
Yeah.
Had a couple of kids out there, a couple of ex-wives,
and mother was going out.
Was coming in.
Oh, God. You played over in Japan. What was that like?
And forget about it.
Yeah?
I had a 3-year contract with good money, more money than I ever made in Major Leagues. And I played 12 games, and I wanted out of there. It was 24. I mean, they're great. You know, they're great people. You know what I mean? I don't want to say anything bad about them, but 24 Japanese and me didn't make it. You know what I mean? And nobody spoke English. I had an interpreter. As a matter of fact, a funny name. My interpreter's name, he was Japanese, but his name was Ouija Fidenza. I think his father owned the Maloney factory over there in Japan or something. I don't know. It was tough, you know. As a matter of fact, my first time up in Japan, we're in Hiroshima, and I'm facing the top pitcher that no Americans ever hit a home run off. So I hit one 500 feet off him, you know, and they booed me, they this and that, and they waited for me outside. And game was over. I was in a cab. There was 25 guys trying to get at me in a cab. You know, it was kind of tough in Hiroshima. And it was just a tough day. So I just I said, that's it, 12 games, and I made it out of there. I couldn't make it.
Yeah, some good years in Chicago. Did you like playing at being a club in the big league?
Chicago was a great, great town. You know, we played great ball players, Fergie Jenkins, Billy Williams, Ernie Banks, Ron Sano, Glenn Beckett. These were all good ball players in a good ball club. They never won anything much, but we came in second 2 years that I was there, and that was, they treated me well in Chicago. I loved it. I lived there about 7 years after I got out of there, but it was just a great, great time in Chicago. Great, great baseball fans. I can't wait. You know, I hope they do. I hope they do something in this playoff thing here. You know,
are you pulling for them, Joe? Are you pulling for them?
It'd be good for Chicago.
Yeah, you're right. Imagine you played at the original Yankee Stadium, and you played at Wrigley. I mean, two unbelievable ballparks that gave you the chills, right?
Well, you know what? It was. You know,
did you ever get another? Didn't you like?
I love playing Wrigley Field, the old time ballpark. You know, from years back, the same ballpark. You know, the ivy around the outfield and the dirt was. I mean, you just, you know, it was so tough. Today, you know, the infields are like carpet. You know, the little beads. It's that dirt. Wrigley Field, you go out there one inning and you were like a tomboy. You're all black. You know, it's just dirt. And, you know, it was a whole different story then. You know, these guys should thank God today. Everything was so easy for them, you know. And but years ago, we had the bad fields, bad conditions, bad backgrounds, you know. But I'm not, you know, taking anything away from what's going on today. You know, let's put it this way. My first 2 years in the major leagues, I had 100 home runs close to it, and I was making, at the end of my third year, $16,000, you know?
Wow.
And I was being fined $100,000, so.
I got 16 grand.
But, you know, today, you know, 3 years, you guys, $15 million, $10 million, $12 million, wow. Is that something?
No. That's unbelievable. Imagine if you played today, but, you know, I mean.
Well, if I was making that much money, I'd be dead in 3 days.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You wouldn't know what to do with it. You were a natural first baseman, then you played what? You played a little center field? You played a little center field, Joe?
What's that?
You said that you were a natural first baseman, but you also played some center field, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in the minor leagues. I was a center fielder my whole career in the minors. And when I came up, Bill Scarrow was playing first base. So I played right field, center field, left field. I took back up Moose Gun my first year a little bit. That was in 62. In 63, I had the first base job. They traded Moose to the Dodgers. And my first year was 63, and I was the only one to make the starting All-Star team. So it was a great year for me. And it was, you know, guys with the help of Mantle and Harris. It was great. It was really, really great play with those guys.
And that's a good boy. Yeah. Hey, what about all these guys today now? Everybody's throwing 95, 97. I mean, back then, how hard did guys throw? I don't know if it's overrated.
Well, about Nolan Ryan throwing about 105 miles an hour.
Yeah. I know that. I remember
A lot of guys threw 90 miles an hour, you know. I don't think they had as many pitches years ago, you know. I mean, I'm talking about pitching, throwing the ball, you know. They had a fastball, slider, curve, right, years ago.
Right.
Change-up. Fastball, slider, change-up. Now they get the split-finger pitch, change-up off the fastball, off this, or that. So with 3-1 today, you know, with three balls on you and no strikes, they'll throw you a curveball. Years ago, you had 2-0, you get a fastball. That's why a lot of guys still had hit high averages and all that stuff. You knew it was coming on that 2-0 pitch.
Right.
Today, they don't do that. Today, you know, they hit the corners. The strike zone is so small today, you know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's
ain't
one
it?
Thing that we had against us. Our strike zone was from the shoulders. I mean, the lettering down on your knees. So that's a big strike zone. Today, it's just like your waist down to your knee. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's a little easier to hit today than the wall walks.
You're right.
But the pitching today is, you get these young kids that throw 95, 98, 98. Some of these guys are averaging 94 miles an hour the whole league. You know what I'm saying? So
unbelievable.
That's what they want today. Today, don't say what. You can throw a fastball, you're in the major leagues.
That's right. You could always, but if you're a left-hander, you could hang around if you're a junk ball pitcher, right? You could always hang around if you're a left-hander.
Well, left-handers, don't forget, there's more. Years ago, you didn't have that many left-handers. Today, now it's all your left-handers. Everybody's a left-hander, and they switch them on and off. You got five guys. Years ago, we had one pitcher that pitched most of the whole game. You're told good, you're going to stay there the whole game. Today, before the game is over, a guy can pitch a no-hitter in six innings, he's out of the game.
Yeah, well, they got the setup man, the
relief
man.
That's the way they do it today. It's a whole different story today.
Everybody's got 50 million specialists today, right?
Would you ever have a pitch count when I played?
Right. It's just like a doctor today. If you have a doctor, you had one doctor years ago, right? Today you got a doctor for your toe. You got a doctor for your ear. You got a doctor for your eye. Years ago, there was one doctor that came to the house with a bag and a needle, right? Today you got a million specialists, a million doctors. It's all messed up today. I mean, it was a different world.
I look at it this way, Nick. I'm 75 years old. I never went to a doctor. I'm afraid to go to a doctor.
That's the trick, Joe.
The last 20 years, I forget about it. Every time I go there, they tell me something. I'm more worried about what they told me, and I have to wait for a blood test for 2 weeks. No good. I don't need that.
Who the hell needs that? But let's talk about these playoffs. They've been great. I've been watching every series. I was there last night, too. We'll get to the Mets Dodgers, but the American League was dynamite with the Blue Jays and the
exciting.
And the Texas Rangers.
They made the game last night so boring. From
last
all the
night
other
was boring.
All those other playoff games are unreal.
I know. Unbelievable, right?
What
do you think of this Blue Jays team?
First inning on, you know, and all that stuff that went through. And then the only excitement last night in the Dodgers game was Manley arguing with your right fielder.
With Ethia? Yeah. What was that about?
What's the kid's name, the right fielder?
Andre Ethia.
Yeah, Ethia. He was arguing about the umpire. So that's what Manley said. He said he was arguing. I tried to calm him down, and he yelled at me. But because of that, that's it, because I wasn't arguing with the umpire, you know. That's just Ethia. I wish I was stronger. I went out there and hit Ethia.
I feel bad for Donnie because I love Donnie's baseball.
He's done well for the Dodgers. You know, I know that he didn't go too far in the playoffs the last few years, but he's done a great job. He's got a good winning record with them, and he's a good kid, you know. And he's a little too quiet. Yeah. I think he's a little too quiet for that. That's their problem.
He's a little too quiet.
Money,
he's a little
so
too
much
nice.
Money invested in that team.
They need a guy like a Lasorda, somebody who's a little nutty, you know, who has a little more flavor.
Donnie, I hope you tell him that.
I would tell him that, but what am I going to do? I can't change his personality. You know, but the Dodgers can't get over the hump.
Forget about Lasorda trying to manage today with these kids, these high-priced ball players. You can't yell at them. You can't say nothing to them. You know, Lasorda isn't that type of manager.
That's right. Well, that's why this guy like Joe Maddon, he's got the personality, I think.
Oh, he gets right into the personality of the kids.
He knows how to relate to that. He has to kick. He knows that. I'm impressed by that guy, Madden. I'm impressed by his first.
I love him.
You like him?
I'll tell you what, we played all-timers game. We were playing against, and he was in here with the visiting team, but we played all-timers game in Yankee Stadium. And after the game, our game, we had to run into that dugout to go into the locker room. And he stopped me, and he says, Joe, he says, boy, I just want to always say hello to you. And he says, boy, he says, I really admired you, and thanks a lot. And he says, how you doing? I'm like, man, you know. I said, where's the guy to come and do that? Just stop you and say nice things like that, you know? And that was him. No other manager would do that, but he did that to me. And I never forgot it. Like you just say, Joe, how you doing, man? You know, my name is Matt.
Right.
You know, I said, hey, nice to meet you. He said, I always wanted to know I admired you. And I thought you were a good ball player. And, I mean, you know, they don't do that, but he did, you know?
That's right. But you know what it is? The guy comes across as a human being. He comes across as a regular, as a good guy, and he's not like some of these guys are a little bit, you know, they're a little tightly wound.
Look what he did with the Cubs his first year, look.
I know. I can't believe it.
The Cubs never got into a playoff like this. And it's unreal. Unreal. He did a hell of a job. He did it with Kansas City, did it with everybody, you know?
Yeah, I like his energy. His energy is cool, and you just
really
like
nice.
The guy. You're right. Look how he approached you. Look what he... You know, how he made him more human, you know? That's why when he sit down,
that'll
come up.
He's a real, real nice guy. For him that did that, I never forgot it. I'm telling you, I was trying to find his number to how I could send him a congratulations thing, and I just can't do that.
You know, sometimes people surprise you. I remember Michael Keaton did that to me one time years ago. I was doing David Letterman's show, and I was on NYPD Blue at the time, and Michael Keaton, he was... Big actor came over to me, goes, man, I love you guys. I love you. I love what you're doing.
I've been watching him every night here. He's a movie star. And I told everybody, I know that kid. I know. You know, instead of saying, they know Joe Bell, I said, no, look at this. That's been Nicky, man. And I'm telling Nick, I do admire your acting.
I remember when the show, when I was first on television, I couldn't even believe what I was watching. I was more excited, just like people would say, like, my God, you look so excited just to be there, you know? And I go, yeah, I was like, I was a nervous wreck. I was so excited. I just didn't want to, you know, mess up. I didn't want to get fired. I remember asking David Caruso.
He did a good job. I guess that's acting. You get the nerves.
I said to David Caruso, hey, Dave. Because I was a young guy. I was really a novice. I said, Caruso, I said, am I okay? How am I doing? He goes, what? He goes, you're doing fantastic. I said, really?
I know. He goes,
you know what he told me, Joe? He goes, don't let anybody mess with you. I said, what do you mean? I didn't know. He goes, it's beautiful. Whatever you got going on is beautiful. Don't let anybody mess with that. You know, and I said, okay. And then, you know, as I went on, I realized what he was saying. You know, I realized...
How many people would do that? How many people are jealous in that industry, you know? As, you know what I'm saying?
Didn't you get that playing for the Yankees? Major League ball player from Brooklyn? I mean, and all of a sudden you were on center stage? Didn't you? I mean, you must have gotten... There's always haters out there that they want to take shots at you instead of, like, being happy for you. You know what I mean?
Baseball, forget about it. They hope you break your own so that you get in the lineup.
Right. I mean,
we had a guy on our team, and I was playing right field. His name was Harry Bryant.
What do you think of Joey Bats, Jose Bautista? Do you like his antics? What do you think of his antics?
I like Bautista. He can do what he has. Today, you get away with what he did the other day.
You need a little flavor, right? You need a little flavor, Joe. I said you need a little flavor in the game. You need a little flavor, right?
Yeah, well, that's the way it is today. You know, the Dominican kids brought that to the game. They really did.
Oh, yeah.
They come over there, they're happy ball players. They talk to each other on the field. I don't like this thing where you can't break up a double play, or you can't do this, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
what did you think about the way the game is played? You know, we weren't allowed to talk to the other players.
Today, they're hugging each other. The guy slides at the guy at second base, and he helps him up. He helps the guy up. I used to try to kick him down by kicking him.
I know, but what about Utley? Do you think Utley, that play was a little bit that he went out of his way,
you know,
and blindsided the guy?
Look at Pete Rose when he took, what's his name, out of that All-Star game. He slid in there, knocked him down. He broke his arm, never played the ball again, that catcher. But I mean,
his goal was
different. Today, they don't like that happening because there's so much money invested in that ball player. They don't want to
hurt.
That's
right. It's a lot of money.
It's a big, big deal today.
So
that's why the owners don't want. That's why they changed the rules today, because the money, you pay the guy $20 million a year. You don't want him hurt.
That's right.
That's a big factor. But, you know, and you know what? Utley's such a great, great kid, man. I heard so many nice things about him. And he just played hard that game. He tried to break up the play. Don't forget, you're in the playoffs now. It's a whole different story.
You're probably right. In the heat of the moment, you don't always think about those things. You're in the heat of the battle. It's not like he planned on breaking the guy's leg, right?
Toronto. You know, they're making all those motions, hitting home runs, and Batista and home plate like that. Let me tell you something. I swear to God, if he did that, you know, next time up when I played, he'd be knocked down and hurt bad, you know. They would get him. And they'd do it every time. But it's not like that anymore. Don't forget that years ago, the owners didn't care about the players.
Exactly.
Got hurt or not.
Who do you like in the Mets Cubs series? You like the Mets or the Cubs? I mean, you're pulling for the Cubs. I can feel it.
I'm not really. You know, the Cubs are what I played. I'm a fan of that. At that time, I was there 3 years. The Mets are good. I don't think that either team has the hitting. I don't think either team has the good solid hitting like Toronto. You know?
Yeah.
Toronto is a bombshell. That's like the old Yankees. Well,
yeah,
you have to look at him all the time. You know what I mean?
That is.
But, you know, the Mets, I don't know. Good pitching.
The Mets
got great
pitching.
You know, that's the thing. But how many guys can get on the ball that can really hit the ball there? You got two guys, maybe.
I know. I mean, it's not too many guys. You like Cespedes? What do you think of the Cuban? Cespedes, I like him.
Oh, I like him, too. He looked terrible the last couple of games. But he's, he's a good ball player. He had a hell of a year. You know, got a good deal when they got him. But, you know,
Toronto,
you've got to beat these guys. I think Toronto's a little weak in the pitching, but his other team, the Mets have the pitching, and that's 85% right there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Postseason, the pitching always beats good hitting. You know that. Look at the Yankees. We were out in one game. I mean, we had a decent year, but, you know, we got old and we got tired. I think we just ran out of gas, right?
You got an older team here, and you see these other kids, these young kids, the Astros, red circles around them. See a bunch of young guys out there, but against a bunch of older guys, you know, you're going to win a little small ball, you know?
I know.
But it's, what are you going to do? Yankees relied too much on home runs, and they didn't have that many. They relied on home runs. That's the only way they won games this year.
Yeah, they lived and died. I know.
They don't have that many home runs, really, when you come to think about it.
I know. Sometimes you got to manufacture runs. It's been great so far. I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to the next series. And if anybody who hasn't read this book, it could have made its price back out on print. Right, Joe?
You got it, buddy.
How do we get the book? How do we get it? Amazon what?
Yo, it's Amazon. What are you asking me for? You got to talk to my girlfriend. She's able to all that. You can order it through Amazon and all that stuff. But it's, it's going real good so far. I really enjoyed it. You know, Nick, I take it day by day, man, like everything else, you know. And if it happens, it happens. You know, we're trying to do a movie on it now. You know about that. And if it happens, it happens, you know. I've been through this before.
I know.
But the book's going real good now, so I'm happy about that.
No, the book is great. Anybody who hasn't ever read it should pick it up. It's one of the best baseball books.
Well, Rolling Stone did a big, great, great article on it. And so they really pushed it real good. So I hope it goes good. It's an interesting book. It's honest. It's very honest.
It is true. Joe Pepitone, man. Well, you know, the one and only. You know, a legend. I love just the fact that, you know, we bonded. You know, I've been a Yankee fan since 1973, and it's just there's nothing like, you know, the Yankees, and then talking to a guy like you, an Italian guy that made it and went through a lot. I just...
It was so great, Nick. I'll tell you what, when you look back at it, I was a stickball player in Brooklyn. I was 17 years old. I was a good high school player. And next thing you know, not thinking about playing Major League Baseball, next thing you know, I'm in the Major Leagues in a couple of years. I was in the Major Leagues when I was 20, 21, you know. So playing with Battle, Maris, those guys. I mean, who would want anything better than that, you know? And my first few years, we won championships, you know, so...
It's amazing.
You know, it was great.
Did you know, did you have any feeling when you were a stickball player that, hey, wow, I had something? Did you have that feeling like I had something?
Well, you know, it was my uncle. My uncle said, Joe, you come on. I was like 14 years old. He'd take me to tryouts and he told people I was 18 years old and I'd be hitting home runs. And then I worked out at Yankee Stadium at 15 and I hit two balls in the upper deck. So, you know. And he stuck with me after that, so, you know, who knows?
Oh, man.
I played a semi-pro team, and remember Nathan's famous hot dogs, you know, Coney Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I played for that, they had a semi-pro team, Nathan's. And I played with all the guys on the team were ex minor league ball players. Now I was 15 years old, playing with guys 28, 30 years old that played minor league. So I gained all that experience for that league. We played 90 games a year when I was 60 years old. 16.
Wow. 16. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I signed when I was I was just turned 18. I was 17 years old. I signed.
Wow. 17 years old. My God. What were you, 6'2", 180 pounds?
I was 6'2". I was 6'2". I weighed about 150 pounds, and my nose was about 40 pounds.
You had a big schnoz, yeah. You're like my brother John. What are you, Napoli Don? What are you, Napoli Don Joe?
My father's Sicilian, from Palermo, and my mother's Napoli Don.
I'm half Sicilian, half Bari. So we're both half Sicilian.
Bari's, that's Sicilian. There you go.
Yeah, the Bari's, you know, the Bari's. They eat a lot of the weird food, the fish eyes and all that stuff.
No, that was my grandfather. My grandfather, not me. Don't be giants.
No. Oh boy. One day we're gonna do a documentary. I'm telling you, we're gonna do a documentary.
No problem.
And this way we won't talk over each other. Me and you.
Well, like, listen, right there, you know, I'm 75, hurry up.
I know, that's what I told this guy. I said, while he's alive, let's go.
I'm gonna outlive everybody.
You ain't going anywhere. Thanks a lot, Joe. This was great.
All right, Nicky.
And
thank you, buddy.
You know,
nice talking
we'll
to
talk
you.
Soon, all right, pal? You're the best. All right, buddy.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.